The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people, no machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
The Northwoods' new home for Brewer Baseball, WBZH, AM 910, and FM 96.9 Hayward. Back to Brewer Baseball.
Repeat. The Brewers and the Athletics. We're about 10 minutes away from a first pitch here in Milwaukee. Brewers try to clinch the series victory tonight. And let's pause 10 seconds for station identification across the Brewers Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Tonight's starting lineups are presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. You can visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Chad Patrick makes the start against the organization that traded him to Milwaukee. And here's the nine for manager Mark Kotze, exact same order as we saw last night. Lawrence Butler is in the leadoff spot. He'll play right field. And then you just heard Johnny Dosko, the A's radio broadcaster, predict that this man, Brent Rooker, is going to hit over 40 homers this season. He bats second and is the DH. The Major League's home run leader still is their number three hitter, first baseman Tyler Soderstrom. He's got 9 long balls. Shea Langeliers will again be in the cleanup spot and do the catching. Center fielder J.J. Bladé is batting fifth. And Jacob Wilson, the rookie shortstop, third in the American League in batting average. He hits sixth. Miguel Andujar in left field. He'll hit seventh. The journeyman third baseman Gio Urshela is in the eighth spot. And rookie Max Muncy, the second baseman, rounds out the order against Mr. Patrick. Meanwhile, the big free agent acquisition, Luis Severino, gets the ball for manager Kotze against these nine for Pat Murphy. Bryce Terang in the leadoff spot, Ed. He'll play second base as usual. Jackson Churio, the left fielder, batting in the two spot again tonight. And red hot at the moment, Christian Yelich, the designated hitter, is again in the three hole. William Contreras carries an 11-game hitting streak into Saturday night, where he is the cleanup batter and catcher yet again. And on his 25th birthday, Sal Frelick bats fifth and plays right field. The first baseman, Reese Hoskins, will hit sixth. Garrett Mitchell, again in center field for the crew, he'll bat seventh. Joey Ortiz is the shortstop, as he's been every game this season. He's batting number 8 on the card, and in his second major league appearance, Caleb Durbin, the number 9 batter and third baseman. He rounds out the 9 against the hard-throwing Severino. Tonight's umpires are presented to you by Cannon and Dunphy. The crew chief, Lance Barksdale, calls the balls and strikes. Will Little's the umpire at first, Ryan Addison second, and Ryan Wills third base. Cannon and Dunphy, since 1985, they've been leading the way, recovering over $1 billion for clients for fairness on the field and justice off it. Trust Cannon and Dunphy. Lane Grindle has more of the On Deck Show, built by Menards. First pitch right around the corner on the Brewers Radio Network.
truck drivers. Are you tired of an outdated truck hurting your paychecks? At Schneider, we add new trucks to our fleet every year to keep drivers moving and racking up the miles. Our easy-to-use technology is designed to keep you safe and comfortable while also boosting your income potential. So, are you ready to get behind the wheel of a more reliable ride? Find jobs near you and apply now at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape 1. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit FindSupportWI.org today.
Members of Liona are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LionaWisconsin.org. L-I-U-N-A, Wisconsin.org.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium, ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And the Wisconsin Dental Association. Brewers and A's, game two of this three-game series is coming up next. After these words on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Crier Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Crier started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Crier quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Northwoods' new home for Brewer baseball, WBZH, AM 910, and FM 96.9 Hayward. Back to Brewer baseball.
As you come back inside American Family Field, Chad Patrick leads the Brewers out of the dugout and onto the diamond for game two Try to clinch the series. Brewers have won their first three series at home already, and they can make it a perfect four with one win in the final two games against the Athletics. Let's wrap up the On Deck Show built by Menards with a roof update. Well, the roof tonight is closed. I know we're still in the mid-50s temperature-wise outside, but that's not quite warm enough for this thing to be open. It's closed. With decades of experience providing roofing, siding, and windows, visit BigFishContracting.com to learn how Big Fish is renovating homes and redeeming an industry. As Patrick warms up, let's drive around the league quickly. Brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors. Building Wisconsin together. Everybody else in the Central has already played today, including the Cubs, who beat the Diamondbacks for a second day in a row. They didn't have to have the late game theatrics. This one, they scored six runs in the first two innings to beat Zach Gallen 6-2. Cubs are now 14-9. Both the Cardinals and the Pirates were shut out 3-0. Cardinals in New York by the Mets, who have won the first three games of that series. And the Pirates at home by the Guardians. They beat Paul Skeens. Ben Lively started against him. Pirates have lost the first two of that set. And the Reds, they're trailing in Baltimore 7-4 in the bottom of the eighth. Despite Hunter Green starting, Green gave up three homers in three innings today for Cincy. Well, it's time to turn it over to Lane Grindle for the play-by-play as Chad Patrick faces his former organization.
All right, thank you very much. Josh, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Chad Patrick all ready to go. Lawrence Butler is in the batter's box. And game two of this series about to get underway. Here's the first pitch, and it's in there for a strike with a cut fastball. What else? It's 0-1 on Butler. Butler 1-for-4 in last night's game. He's hitting .293 on the season, two home runs, and he's driven in five. Patrick misses down and away with a two-seam fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch to Butler. Checked his swing on a sinker that just missed off the plate. Pretty good pitch from Patrick. Could have been called a strike. It's 2-1. Got underway a minute late at 6:11 p.m. 55 degrees outside tonight at 64 inside, with the roof closed here at American Family Field, as the cutter misses down and in, and it's 3-1 on Butler. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbliss. Premium cocktails in a can. Enjoy every pitch at AmFam Field and find Carbliss right here inside the stadium. 3-1 pitch is a soft liner into right. That's going to drop in there for a hit for Butler. And a leadoff man aboard for the A's here in the top of the first. Carbliss, Liss is more. So Butler is aboard. Six-game hitting streak for him now, and a 16-game on-base streak for Lawrence Butler. And here's Brent Rooker. Patrick throws that baseball out of play, and a new one given to Contreras to fire back out to him on the mound. Patrick making his fourth start of 2025, his fifth appearance overall. And he brings home the pitch to Rooker. It's a swing and a miss at a cutter off the plate, and it's 0-1. Rooker 2-for-4 last night, drove in a run. Season average of .244 with five home runs and 11 driven in. Patrick from the stretch brings home the 0-1. It's a ground ball up the middle, backhanded by Terang. He will flip to Ortiz, who found the bag in time to take care of Butler. What a play by both Terang and Ortiz. The range from Terang, then to flip it to Ortiz, who was able to just get to the bag before Butler got there. Those are the types of plays that this Brewers middle infield makes that so few in baseball can. One away. And here is Tyler Soderstrom as Rooker at first on the fielder's choice. Patrick brings home the pitch, and it missed outside. It's 1-0.
I got to tell you, Lane, that one looked even better in slow motion.
It really did, didn't it?
Yeah.
Woo. In real time, it looked really impressive. But in slow-mo, you got a feel that Bryce almost wasn't even looking as he flipped that back to Ortiz. 1-0 is over but low with a changeup. And it's two balls and no strikes. That was the art of the game of baseball, if you will. Those are the things about the game that you really appreciate when you get to see it daily. Those special plays defensively. 2-0 is down and in. It's three balls and no strikes. And we are spoiled to get to see those two guys up the middle for the Brewers every night. Offering is in there for a strike, and it's 3-1 on Soderstrom. 325 average, league leading 9 home runs, 19 driven in. Went 2-for-4 last night. Drove in a run. Patrick brings home the 3-1, and that is flipped foul behind home plate. And into the Loge level just below us. And the count is full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. The A's last night, there were 18 total full counts in the game last night. The A's had a lot of them. There goes the runner. 3-2 pitch swung on and fouled back into the net. And we do it again at 3-2. If you would have had to guess, I think that might have been around the number you would have guessed. And that's a ton. But it felt like every time you looked up at the scoreboard, there was a 3-ball, 2-strike count. That's what this A's lineup does. They grind out every single at bat. They are a tough out. 3-2 here on Soderstrom. Patrick, 8 seconds on that pitch clock. Now he'll step off and look Rooker back to the bag at first base. Now ready to deal home. There goes the runner. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Throw to second. Is in time. Oh, strike him out. Double him out. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. As Contreras threw an absolute dart to second base. Patrick gets the strikeout. And the Brewers out of the inning. An ortho ASAP strikeout. Patrick gives up a hit, but that's all. We go to the bottom of the first, a 0-0 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Step up to the plate with Complete Rain Gutters. For over 30 years, Lynn Stuckla has had his mind in the gutter, so you don't have to. Now serving the Hayward area, Lynn brings top quality work and peace of mind to your home. Whether it's rain, snow, or sunshine, trust the expert who knows the game. Call 715-499-4216. Or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today. Complete Rain Gutters, your home's first line of defense from roof to runoff.
As a student in high school, every day starts to feel the same. If I'm not taking notes in history class, then I'm writing an essay in English. Each day falls into the same routine, but when I go to my career and technical education classes, nothing there is routine at all. There is something new each and every day, whether it's something new we're learning or an exciting project my teacher assigns. The nice thing about technical education is that it's all hands-on learning, which is different from most classes. It doesn't even feel like I'm going to school with how fun and creative the teachers can be. Our classrooms range from a broadcasting studio for radio TV communication students to a medical training room for the health science program. My teachers aren't just assigning busy work, but lifelong information that I can use after high school. My teachers teach with a purpose, to show the knowledge and experience needed for a certain career. Career in technical education isn't just teaching, it's guiding. It's mentoring young students who want to learn firsthand from their mentor and role model. Go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE. Be part of the investment. Teach CTE.
The Northwoods' new home for Brewer baseball. WBZH, AM 910, and FM 96.9 Hayward. Back to Brewer baseball.
Way.
Bryce Turang leads off the bottom of the first for the Brewers. Luis Severino brings home the first pitch, and it's in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Time for our quick trip around the bases, presented this month by Mars and Wrigley. Tonight's contestant is Nikki Kowalski from Holman. As Turang takes inside, it's 1-1. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Nikki will win a $100 quick trip gift card Compliments of Marge and Wrigley and Quick Trip. Severino's 1-1 pitch missed inside. 2-1 the count on Terang. Collected a hit last night, did Bryce. Went 1-for-3. 2-1 pitch. Is a liner out to left. It's going to push the left fielder Andujar back, but Andujar will make the catch. And there's one away for Jackson Churio. Jackson had a hit last night, an RBI double. But overall has slowed down a little bit. He had that big road trip, Colorado and Arizona. Of course, the big homestand in the initial homestand for the crew. Been a little quieter on this homestand. Just 2 for his last 20. And Jackson takes outside of the fastball at 95. It's 1-0. Churio hitting 264, 5 home runs, 18 driven in. As the pitch is in there for a strike with a two-seam fastball, it's 1-1. Lance Barksdale, our crew chief, and our home plate umpire tonight. Will Little at first. 1-1 is high, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Ryan Addington is at second base, and Ryan Wills is at third. Severino looking in, working out of the windup. Here's the 2-1. And it's hit foul back behind home plate and into the Lowe's level below us. 2 balls and 2 strikes now on Jackson. Severino, 31 years of age, out of the Dominican. 2-2 breaking ball flipped foul back by us. This section getting a lot of foul ball action in the first inning. The Lowe's level below us has been busy so far. Severino brings home the 2-2. And this is a fly ball out to right. Going back on it is Butler, and he'll make the catch a couple of steps shy of the warning track for the second out. That was hit well by Jackson. But Butler able to get back there and bring it in for the second out. Now here's Christian Yelich. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Yelich has been hot. 5-for-11 during this homestand. Severino's first pitch to him is a slider in there for strike one. Average up to 194 with the 4 home runs and the 14 driven in. 0-1 is low with a changeup, and it's 1-1. One offering is up and away. That cutter just missed. 2-1 the count now on Yelich. 2-for-3 last night, drove in 3 of the 5 runs for the crew. 2-1. Yelich a swing and a miss at a sinker. Now at a 94 in the zone. Yelich just missed it, and it's 2-2. No score. Bottom of the first inning here at American Family Field. Severino's 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball down and in. Yelich strikes out, and the inning is over. We go to the second inning. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. In a galaxy far, far away, Brewers Star Wars Night returns on May 16th. Presented by ESPN Milwaukee. Don't miss out on a Jedi Jackson Churio bobblehead when you buy a special theme night ticket. Purchase your seat at brewers.com/theme nights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free designer. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at bat.
And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
List is more.
More.
No score as we go to the second inning here at American Family Field. Game two of the series. Brewers and A's here tonight. Two teams wrap up the series in the homestand for the crew tomorrow afternoon on Easter Sunday. Shea Langeliers lead off the second inning for the A's, and Patrick's first pitch misses outside of the cut fastball, and it's 1-0. Langeliers struck out to end the game last night against Trevor McGill. Went 0 for 5 in the game. Pops this one up. He's going to start 0 for 1 in this game as William Contreras underneath of it in foul territory makes the catch right behind home plate. And there's one away now for J.J. Bleday. Bleday in center field. Off to 217 start, two home runs, 10 driven in. We've talked a lot about Tyler Soderstrom at the plate and his success. And the year he's started it off with. Ground ball, one hopper to Hoskins. Feeds Patrick covering first. And Bleday is gone. And Bleday, not as choosy as the A's have been so far in this series, so he doesn't give us a chance to wax poetic about how Soderstrom is crediting Bleday for his success with his new setup in the box. So here's Jacob Wilson. Two down, nobody on. Efficient inning so far for Chad Patrick. The pitch in there with a strike on a two-seam fastball, and it's 0-1. Wilson hitting .333, two home runs, 10 driven in. 0-1, swing and a miss, went after a cutter off the plate, and it's nothing in two. 1-for-4 in last night's game for the A's shortstop. Patrick working out of the windup. Looks in. Has the one he wants. And the 0-2 pitch. Hit foul and out of play, first base side. It stays at 0-2. The winners of multiple awards, including Best in Class Pine River Cheese Spreads, the one you want on your crackers or your freshly grilled using or brat. Maybe actually that tasty Cedar Crest ice cream. 0-2's fouled back. Stays at 0-2. You could have the custard as well. You call that a great day if you got those three. Pine River Cheese Spread, Usinger's, and of course, Cedar Crest. The 0-2 pitch to Wilson. Missed away with a cutter. And it's 1-2. Patrick has given up just one run as a starting pitcher for the crew this year. This one hit foul and out of play down the right field line. And the battle continues here between Wilson and Patrick. One ball and two strikes, the count remains. Patrick has been absolutely dynamite for the crew in this rotation. 1-2. And that one missed outside of the slider. Count evens at two balls and two strikes.
It's not a small sample size anymore, Lane. It's now 16 full innings as a starter with one run.
Two-two pitch. Breaking ball lifted in the air. Foul down the right field line. That's going to get out of play. And it stays at 2-2. And you know, look, your resume at the big league level is all that really matters. And so it's a small sample in terms of the overall body of work for Chad Patrick in the big leagues. But this is a guy coming off being the International League Pitcher of the Year and winning the Triple Crown. 2-2. He is fouled out of play, first base side. Quite a battle going on right now between Patrick and Wilson. Wilson's a guy that doesn't walk and doesn't strike out much. And he's showing you why. This is the 10th pitch of the battle. Patrick brings it home, and it's a liner over the head of Ortiz and into left field for a base hit. That kid can hit. He is a really nice young player for the A's. It extends the inning to Andujar.
He fouled off 5 2-strike pitches. Five, and then finally got one he could hit.
Just wears you down. A little bit indicative of what we saw from this lineup top to bottom. That's an exaggeration of it. But this is a scrappy lineup with a lot of talent in it, too. First pitch to Andujar is high. It's 1-0. Sometimes when you say scrappy, people take that as overachieving, or I don't mean that when I say that about the A's. This is a talented bunch, but they're scrappy, too. They've got a little edge to them, how they play, at least at the plate. The 1-0 is outside. It's 2 balls and 0 strikes. And Andujar, 3-for-4 last night, and he has been really good hitting with runners on this year. He has a .458 average with runners on base. 2-0. That is in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. Brewers wearing the pinstripes tonight. A's in those road grays. Toss to first and back in time is Wilson. Brewers defensively, Churio, Mitchell, Frelick left, right in the outfield. Durbin at third. Ortiz at short. Terang at second. Hoskins, the first baseman tonight, and Contreras does the catching. The 2-1 to Andujar. Missed high and away with a cut fastball. And it goes to 3-1. Another 3-ball count for these Athletics. Patrick brings home the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Swung underneath of a cutter that was up and out of the zone. And the count is full. It's 3-2. Another full count for an A's hitter. It is like last night's game picked right up where it left off in terms of the approach from these A's. Patrick, there goes the runner, and he's going to get all the way to second. Patrick steps off, but nobody was covering, so he can't throw there. And it's a stolen base for Jacob Wilson. He just took off. He was halfway to second before Patrick even realized it. Might have been even more than halfway to second base before Patrick realized it. 3-2 pitch. Popped up. First base side. Drifting into foul territory. Rhys Hoskins makes the catch. And it didn't matter anyway. Patrick makes the pitch on the next pitch to get out of it. And he puts up another zero here in the top of the second. We go to the bottom of 2. No score on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
The Island Resort and Casino's stay-and-play golf packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino stay-and-play golf package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
Everyone is talking about the draft, but you won't feel one from high-quality Pella Windows. Get no-interest financing options or free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. No score, Brewers and A's. And William Contreras hitting cleanup today to lead off the bottom of the second inning against Luis Severino. He works out of the windup and brings home the first pitch to William, and it is hit high in the air but fouling out of play first base side. It's 0-1. Cleanup inning home damage with Loyal Family, South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. 0-1 is up and in. It's one ball and one strike on Contreras. Pat Murphy was talking about Contreras before the game today as he lays off a big sweeper down and away. It's 2-1. And said it's really a marvel about William Contreras that even when he's not at his best, 2-1 is fouled back and out of play. It's 2-2. He can still find a way to be really productive. And that's kind of how he termed the last couple of weeks from William. He has been much better after getting out of the gate very slow. But Pat Murphy said there's still a totally different gear in there that he hasn't gotten to yet. And that's when it's going to get really fun. 2-2, missed outside, and it's full now, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pat Murphy even said they're going to have to give out earplugs at American Family Field because it's going to get so loud when he starts barreling up baseballs. 3-2, fouled back into the net. And he had a good rip at that 98-mile-an-hour fastball that was up at the top of the strike zone. 3 balls and 2 strikes here on Contreras to start up the bottom of the second. Severino's pitch is a fly ball into right. Butler coming in, drifting in and to his left to make the catch. And that is the first out for the Brewers here in this second inning. And that'll get Sal Frelick to the plate. 25th birthday for Sal today. What a start he's off to. 24 treated him very well. See how 25 does. First pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Maybe Severino will give him a birthday present here. The 0-1. That missed inside. 1 ball and 1 strike.
I wouldn't count on it. He's going to have to give himself the present.
Here's a cookie.
If only.
The 1-1. Oh, that was nasty. Breaking ball caught the outside corner, 1-2. That's as good of a breaking ball as we've seen from Severino so far here tonight. 1-2. That is popped up. Left side drifting out into shallow left is the third baseman Urshela to make the catch, and there's 2 down. Here's Reese Hoskins. A reminder from Schneider and their professional truck drivers. Slow down, move over, and drive safely in work zones. Hoskins has been hot, went 0 for 2 off the bench last night. 6 for 12 with 2 home runs in this homestand. And he has homered against Severino in his career. Takes a fastball on the outside part of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. A one offering is popped up, foul territory. That'll get out of play first base side. And it's 0-2 on Reese. Severino signed a 3-year, $67 million deal with the A's in the offseason. Said he would have taken less to stay with the Mets, but they didn't show much interest. 0-2 is a high fly ball into shallow left. Racing out there is the shortstop Wilson. Now he's called off by Andujar. And it'll be the left fielder Andujar to make the catch, and the Brewers go down in order in the bottom of the second. To the third we go. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Buzz of the North is now your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
And he struck him out swinging. Went right back to that sinker and strikes out Iglesias to strand the Mets with the bases loaded.
The Buzz of the North.
Fly ball, right field. It is deep. It is gone. We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Chourio.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH. The Buzz of the North.
The Northwoods' new home for Brewer Baseball, WBZH, AM 910, and FM 96.9 Hayward. Back to Brewer Baseball.
Hebart.
It is a 0-0 ballgame as we head to the third inning, and stepping in with the play-by-play, here's Josh Mallon.
I'm jogging in. Come on, it's a Saturday night. Gio Urshela. He'll take a high strike from Chad Patrick.
I believe the J is silent.
Go it's for a yog.
It's a soft J, actually, not silent. It's a soft J.
That's
yogging.
Right. I heard that somewhere. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, nothing in two. I just thought I'd go for a yog into the booth. Patrick has given up a single in each inning, but no runs thus far. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. High cutter, and he got Andujar, I beg your pardon, Urshela on three straight pitches to begin the third. That cut fastball's been the bread and butter for Chad Patrick. One gone in this scoreless third inning. It's an ortho ASAP strikeout. Number two in the outing. You can start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Yogging to the plate, rookie Max Muncy. The first pitch up and in, ball one. That was more like a stroll. Muncy's been playing just about every day. 22-year-old rookie. Takes a strike, 1-1. Zach Geloff would be the A's normal starting second baseman, but he's injured at the beginning of the year. The 1-1 to Muncy. Lined into center field for a base hit. Didn't hit it all that hard, but he dumped it into a perfect spot. Played in by Garrett Mitchell, and Muncy is at first with a one-out single for the Big Bats. Top of the order coming up with Butler and Rooker. This is what we saw from the Athletics the entire night yesterday against Freddy Peralta and later the bullpen. They kept putting traffic on, but the good thing that the Brewers pitching did last night and thus far Patrick has done here this evening, they've held them to singles. To Muncy, who came in with a batting average of 172, is aboard for Lawrence Butler. The pitch is upstairs, ball one. But the way that this lineup is clicking, you know they're going to keep coming at you. And this is one of the best pieces in it. Third-year big leaguer Lawrence Butler, the 1-0. Hit on the ground to first. Hoskins plays it, throws to second for one. Patrick over to cover the bag, takes the relay from Terang. Double play. 3-4-1. Just your average ho-hum double play. Actually, that was Ortiz. 3-6-1. Terang was going all the way back to cover in case there had been an overthrow of first base. Then it's a quick and efficient inning for Chad Patrick. We go to the bottom of the third. Nothing, nothing on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Step up to the plate with complete rain gutters. For over 30 years, Lynn Stuckla has had his mind in the gutter, so you don't have to. Now serving the Hayward area, Lynn brings top quality work and peace of mind to your home. Whether it's rain, snow, or sunshine, trust the expert who knows the game. Call 715-499-4216. Or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today. Complete Rain Gutters, your home's first line of defense from roof to runoff.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Northwoods' new home for Brewer baseball, WBZH, AM 910 and FM 96.9 Hayward. Back to Brewer baseball.
Brewers and Athletics scoreless. It's the bottom of the third, and a ball one misses outside from the hard-throwing Luis Severino to Garrett Mitchell. From the windup, the 1-0. Hit into the gap in right center field. That's going to split Blade and Butler, and it bounces to the fence. Garrett Mitchell chugs into second base. He gets there standing up with the Brewers' first base runner of the contest. So a leadoff double for Garrett. And boy, did he smack that one. The 95-mile-an-hour two-seam fastball pulled right into the gap. We haven't seen Mitchell getting a lot of hits over the last week or so, but when he's getting them, he's doing extra base damage. This is his third extra base hit of the homestand. And so there's a man in scoring position with nobody out. Severino had had a 1-2-3 inning in the first and second. And now Joey Ortiz takes a little bit high, ball one. It's time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Sue Higginson from Perkin, Illinois is our contestant. Sue wins a Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits a triple this inning. WTMJ.com's got the info. 1-0 pitch. Lower inside corner called a strike. For every double the Brewers hit, like that one by Garrett Mitchell, West Bend donates $75 to the Mac Fund. West Bend, the silver lining. Ortiz will try to move Garrett along any way he can. He takes outside corner. That was a beautiful sweeping breaking ball. And it makes the count 1-2. Ortiz hitting 191. 4 RBI. Mitchell leads from second to 1-2. Broken bat, grounder hit to first, and that'll get the job done. It's played by Tyler Soderstrom. He'll take it to the bag himself, but it's in time for the out as Garrett Mitchell advances 90 feet over to third base. Good job with two strikes. Pitch went right into the kitchen of Joey Ortiz. Didn't that sound like a broken bat? I think it was. But he got the desired outcome. Runner moves to third with one out for the rookie Caleb Durbin. Chance for his first major league run batted in. Infield in and a swing and a pop-up foul. It's going to get over the screen, though, on the first base side into the seats. Nothing in one on the diminutive Durbin. No score, but Mitchell and his great speed at third, and the infield all the way up. Third to first are Shella, Wilson, Muncy, and Soderstrom. In his major league debut last night, Durbin 2-for-4. The 0-1 took a strike. That was right down the middle at 97 miles an hour. Nothing in two. Well, now let's see if Caleb can figure out a way to put a ball in play. That's all you're looking for here. Severino, a tough customer. 0-2. Down and away. Lay it off of the breaking ball. Durbin was the fire starter last night. He ignited a couple of multi-run rallies with singles. Neither of them were very hard hits, but put into good spots. 1-2 pitch. Hit on the ground, past the mound at the shortstop, but it's going to be played by Wilson, and his only out is at first. Scoring is Mitchell. He belly flops into the plate, and Caleb Durbin has his first major league run batted in. He did put a ball into play, hit it softly enough they couldn't come home. It's 1-0 Crew.
He's checking off all the boxes, isn't he?
You know what, and just as I said, once you got the two strikes especially, you just needed to somehow get the bat onto the ball. And a good thing happened. Base is empty now with two out for Bryce Tarang. He takes a strike at the knees from Severino. First major league game, hit, now RBI. We're waiting for the home run. Tarang flew to left to begin the outing for Severino. And now he's late and fouls one left side out of play. The count goes to nothing in two. This inning brought to you by Sitco. Whether you're crossing the state line or just going across town, Club Sitco can save you money on every fill up along the way, like 3 cents off every gallon every day. 0-2 pitch. Popped into left field. This would be a play for Miguel Andujar. Sauntering in and looking up to the closed roof, he makes a one-handed catch. That'll retire the side. When you start with Sitco, you're good to go. The Garrett Mitchell double leads to the first run of the game. It's 1-0 Milwaukee after three on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling.
What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer, 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers, a non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers, weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly, non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
How can you not be romantic about this?
Back, track, done!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Chad Patrick now working with the lead. 1-0 as we hit the fourth inning tonight at American Family Field, and Brent Rooker will greet him. Very dangerous right-handed bat. Patrick's given up one hit each inning. And the first pitch, in at the knees for a strike. A sinker that William Contreras, for whatever reason, didn't catch. He botched it. The umpire still gave Patrick the correct strike call. Rooker was robbed of a hit by Bryce Tarang at second base his first time. 0-1 misses outside. Carbless is a proud partner of the Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. 1-1 skips in the dirt on a changeup. 2-1. Carbless, Liss is more. Rooker, then Soderstrom and Langoliers. These are three big power bats due up in the fourth. Patrick's 2-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated the cutter. And he got it by Brent Rooker. Nothing. A 2-2 count, I should say. The fourth start of Chad Patrick's major league career. 2-2 pitch hit in the air into left center field. A long run over for Churio into the gap to his left. He's there and makes the catch right in front of the warning track with two hands. Almost a gapper there for Rooker, but Churio got a good beat on it. That's one out for the major league home run leader, Tyler Soderstrom. Brewers Baseball brought to you by the Wisconsin Dental Association. No dental insurance but need dental care? The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. First pitch to Soderstrom, rounded to first. And that's an easy one for Reese Hoskins. Softly rolled right at him, and he took it to the bag about one step. Two out. That's the dream ground ball for any first baseman. A slow roller right at you, and you don't have to feed a pitcher. You don't have to go very far to get to the base. Two outs in the inning. Patrick a chance at his first 1-2-3 of the night. That's to deal with the cleanup batter, Shea Langeliers. 1-0 Brewers in the fourth. The pitch in there. The top of the zone. Sinker, nothing and one. Langeliers fouled out to the catcher his first time. And the pitch is low. One ball, one strike on Shea. Patrick was traded to the Brewers from the Athletics organization, then Oakland. Pitches upstairs on Langeliers, 2-1. A couple of off seasons ago, it was a deal that didn't make very many headlines. November of 23, Patrick to the Brewers in exchange for Abraham Toro. 2-1 pitch, Langeliers takes outside. Just barely on a cutter, it's 3-1. Patrick hadn't even been in the Athletics organization very long. He was originally drafted by the Diamondbacks. 3-1, fouled into the seats by Langeliers, first base side. It's a full count. He's already been traded twice in his career when he was a minor leaguer. Was Chad Patrick. He only spent a few months in the A's system before he got traded to Milwaukee. He had been acquired by then Oakland for Jace Peterson. The 3-2 coming. Got him looking. Wow, what a perfectly placed fastball right over the lower outside corner to get Langeliers with the bat on his shoulders. Then Chad Patrick records his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. Does so by collecting his third ortho ASAP strikeout. Bottom of the fourth, 1-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape one. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit FindSupportWI.org today.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability with gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's Forever Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technology. And with Dutch Boy's quality paint and innovative color solutions, transforming your home has never been easier. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy paint plus great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Working as a dedicated Fidelity advisor, I always ask, what's important to you? I'll look at those priorities and goals alongside your full financial picture to build a comprehensive plan designed to help grow and protect your wealth. With proactive portfolio insights and an eye on taxes, I'm here to help you make the most of your money. I'm Laura Maxwell, and I'm a dedicated Fidelity advisor. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
One nothing Brewers, Jack Centurio leading off. Takes a breaking ball high from Luis Severino. Churio, Yelich, Contreras, three dangerous hitters. Coming up for the crew in the home fourth. The 1-0. Breaking ball dropped inside. 2-0. Jackson hit it hard opposite way his first time up, but the right fielder Lawrence Butler went back to make the catch on that. So he's 0-for-1. Severino's been good, just one base runner. Pitches outside, ball 3. 3-0 on a cutter. Problem for Severino, the only base runner that he's allowed scored. Garrett Mitchell leadoff double last inning led to a run. 3-0. Taken for a strike. That was a pitcher's pitch on the upper inside corner. That's not one you want to swing at. And Jackson did not. Still in the driver's seat at 3-1. Severino throws. Swinging a grounder right back to the big man Severino on the mound. A hop, and he fields and guns the throw in time to get Churio at first base. This is pretty spry for Severino. The now 31-year-old veteran right-hander. He comes back to get Churio. It brings up Christian Yelich, who struck out his first time. Yelich has been hot. The first pitch inside, ball one. Network Health salutes our nation's veterans and tonight's veteran of the game, Sergeant First Class Steven Weber, honored on the dugout. Thank you for your service, Sergeant First Class Weber. 1-0 pitch is fouled back into the screen. Retired veterans can turn to Network Health for affordable and reliable health plans tailored to meet your needs. Find the coverage you need and health plan experience you want with Network Health. Learn more at networkhealth.com/veterans. The 1-1 to Yelich, inside 2-1. With one out and nobody aboard in the home fourth of a 1-0 Brewers lead. Trying to clinch a winning homestand and a winning series again. Yelich swings and misses 2-2. Pitch tied him up. The cutter in under the hands.